Low quality fans of a high quality Bruins franchise. Welcome back. Talk about your low quality videos. Am I right or am I right? We are here in Boston for Dev Camp. We made it just in time for day one. I got off my flight. Of course, I had a layover. So I'm up at 2:30 a.m. And it's a 30-minute flight to Charlotte. And then what is basically a 45-minute flight to Boston after that. And yet I still only got there at like 9:30 for having the 4:30 a.m. for initial flight. It's fine. We made it, went straight to the rink, got to see a little bit. A reminder that today, day one, I should say, it's drills, right? It's skating drills, it's shooting drills, a little bit of passing, a little bit of board work for the defenseman. But for the most part, it's very casual. Very little can be gleaned off of that, because again, while you're going to sit there and you're paying attention to the skating and the improvements that were made and things of that nature, you got to see them in more game-like situations to get a good feel if there's been real progress or meaningful progress. Because a lot of times, yes, there are physical attributes, but a lot of it's mental. What decisions are they making? How quickly are they going through those decisions to make the right play? So later in the week, we're going to have a little more detail, but there were a few things I wanted to talk about, and there's only going to be specific players I talk about because I don't want to do the thing where I have something in every single player, because half of them will be like, it didn't stand out, which isn't really fair to the player in a day of drills, right? So I want to start with the goaltenders, though, because this is going to be the easiest. The two goaltenders that we're really focused on here and the ones that I was trying to pay attention to, so no offense to Lundgren or Chavet, didn't really lock in on you guys, but Roberto Henriquez and Yuri Ivanov, or Ivanov. I've been hearing both pronunciations. We're going to find out eventually what we should be calling him, but I'm going to go with Ivanov for now. I got a little bit of Henriquez, and it's pretty consistent with what we've already talked about. There's a lot of development that needs to happen there. I was impressed by his ability to really swallow up shots from a distance. The entire stuff still has some rebound things that you don't love. But when it came to like those blue line shots, those point shots, a lot of the stuff that you're seeing during the defenseman drills, which is he was out with the defensive group today, he was really swallowing them up. He wasn't allowing any sort of rebounds into the slot, or he was doing a great job directing them elsewhere. That's the main thing I had noticed from him early on. Ivanov looked awesome. We're just talking about some shooting drills and whatever, but at 17 years old, he looks really, really sharp. His reaction time's great. His rebound control was really good through the hour and a half that he was on with the forward group. Everything about his game, he was just really, really sharp. His angles were good. He wasn't overcommitting. He was just really, really in control of what he was doing, and I was very impressed by that. It was just a certain sense of maturity to his game, which was interesting. Now, again, let's see what later in the camp looks like with more traffic in front of him and everything like that. But if there was one goalie who was frustrating some of the forwards, including Dean, Ivanov had a couple of moments where Letourneau was staring at the ceiling after a save that he made, which is kind of funny to take it that seriously this early on, but I saw it a few times. So the goaltenders, that's all I've got to say about them. We'll move over to our forwards. I didn't get to really zone in on all of the new draftees. That'll happen throughout the week. But I will say that Nils Bartholdsson, there was nothing today that made me regret saying that I think he's the best toolkit of this Bruins draft. His skating was really solid. He didn't look nervous, looked like he was really settled in, which is not something you normally see for the draftees, especially day one. The shot was really good, just a really consistent performance across all of the drills. I want to point out here that there's so much potential for me to just be biased right now because I just said that I was most fascinated in him. So guess who I spent the most time staring at, right? So let's be cognizant of the human mind there. And through the week, let's see if I can maintain that I really like this guy or if it wavers at all. Because I try to be critical, but yeah, easy to try to double down on a take so you sound smart, right? I do want to point out Cole Chandler as well. I was really impressed by Cole. He was probably the most consistent performer of the day that, I mean, every time he did a drill, he caught my eye. He excelled at everything. He's consistent across every drill, skating, shooting, puck control, all looked really good. He looked really, really confident, and he was making an impression. And you kept seeing him go back to the coaches on the ice and chatting with them between each rep and making sure that he was locked in. I thought Cole came with a goal in mind, and so far that's a really good start. David Deputy, he was an invite. Also, great name, by the way. He's a camp invite. I believe he's 22 years old. His shot, both in power and placement, really nice. Really, really nice. Initially, I wasn't sure because I didn't study the camp invites the way I typically do. But I saw him out there. I was like, who is this guy? Every time he's getting in front of the net, he's burying it past these goaltenders who are largely stopping everybody. Well, most everybody. So he really stood out as an invite. I'll be interested to see how that keeps going. Kotkov, I got to watch a little bit of. Shot looked really good. That's actually kind of a ongoing theme of the day, is a lot of the shooters looked like they're very comfortable and they were finding their mark well. I'm saying that without a lot of them beating the goaltenders frequently, right? It looked like the goaltenders were putting in real work, and I wanted to compliment the shooters on that because the shots looked heavy. They looked accurate, while the goaltenders still looked, you know, pretty impressive in their own right. Kotkov also, I thought, had a much higher pace for his drills. He was moving quicker. He pursued drills to the end, which, you know, we all love to see that kind of doggedness. But the pace was really significantly different for him than most of the other personnel on the rink. He just picked it up by a half a degree. Dean Letourneau looks awesome. You know, he was getting frustrated by some shots not going in, and he made a couple silly misplays in front of the net during some drills, but he looks like he's trying to make it more difficult. He's trying to be more precise. He's trying to be a leader out there on the ice. So I'm not going to be paying attention to Letourneau. Obviously I want to, but we get to watch Letourneau a ton, right? BC games are on air. We can see him play regularly this year. I'm going to try not to overly focus on him on the camp, but he looks great. He looks really good. Jonathan Borello. I've talked about him in the past. I really, really liked him in the past. And I'll say the same thing that I said before, which is he really shines in the contact drills and in the puck retrieval drills, the board battles, because although he's not very big, he is a dog. This is another player who took it upon themselves to raise the pace of the drills. I thought that he was really digging in. He was also one who seemed to be working through it at a quicker rate. His skating and shot still look good. But I'm, again, most excited about seeing those contact drills and seeing what his next level looks like. He made some really, really nice in-tight plays today as well. I'm excited about Morello. I want to see more from him this camp. I want to see that jump that I kind of thought we were going to see last year, but it takes time. It takes time. Cooper Simpson. That shot is still so freaking absurd. It's so good. Obviously, it wasn't going anywhere, but it's just stellar. His shot is stellar. I am flabbergasted. My guests are flabbered. His skating looks so much better. And again, these are drills. These are controlled. These are prepared. So it's not something that I'm ready to like put my name on that. Oh, it's way better, but it certainly looked way better. If he's making a leap there with his puck control and his shot, he might be our second best prospect right now. If that's actually happening, let's all calm down. I'm going to calm down. We'll see, but very, very impressed. And it felt like his ceiling was going up right before my eyes. Will Zeller's holy shit, the offense is my entire note there. That guy could score from anywhere. He's silly with it, man. You put him in the net front with the puck, he's beating him. He was tipping shots in frequently, like routinely. he can just score. He's a naturally gifted goal scorer. I also felt like his skating did improve as well, but again, we'll see that more in the higher contact drills. the offense is just nutty, man. He's just so gifted offensively. For the defensemen, there's very little to say about most of them so far with defense, especially when they're doing drills. You know, there's not that much to take away. But I'd say Bertholdt really locked in. His shot in general is heavy from a distance. And I thought when they were doing a little bit of boardwalk drills as well, he was really smooth with the puck. But by far, the most impressive person of the day, again, to me, is Vášek Blanáš. There was the miracle kid from last year where we just went, wait, hold on, who is this guy? They draft him. His name's wrong on Elite Prospects. We changed his name or whatever the story ended up being there. And he just looked stellar. He looked more confident. He was walking the blue line with pace, but with control. Again, I keep saying shot in this video, but we know that last year he was super impressive with his shot. It's gotten better. Everything is really, really uncomfortable for goaltenders to handle. He's got a knack for getting it right under the bar from distance. So even if the goaltender does get a piece of it, it's with a shoulder or it handcuffs him. He looks good. By far, the most impressive thing to me, though, is the way he was walking that blue line. He was with pace, with control, smooth with it. Might be a gem there. Really might be. We talked about it last year. We're going to see more growth this year. I'm really excited about that because the guy's confidence hasn't gone anywhere. And you like to see that continue through the years. They just maintain this really confident composure. You just go, that's just part of his DNA. That's what helps get you to the league. Other Aloke Johansson. Looks a lot. It looks the same to me. It's early. We'll see. Not a lot to point out. Consistent across the board, like he always is. Looks the same. So I'm not really sure what else to say there. I didn't get a great look at McCrate, and what I did see, I didn't really like. So we're gonna leave him alone until I feel a little more confident in what I'm watching with him. I feel like I'm pointing it out just to be a jerk. Because immediately I'm like, I don't like it. But, you know, I didn't have a great chance to really dive in. Elliot Grunwald, he looks like he's taking strides, but he's very, very defensively talented. The season he just had was very, very good defensively. So, again, I'm kind of waiting to see what these other drills look like for him. But smooth skating. His puck handling looks to have been improved a little bit. It's still in tight. That's a tough task for him, though. And his accuracy is kind of all over the place. But you like them. Other than that, no one really stands out. I will be going through all of these names. We will have a take on all of these guys. Feel free to ask any questions that you have about them as well. But I think the three guys from the day that were most impressive, just based on like what my expectations were, it's Blanáš, it's Zellers, and it's Simpson. Those are the guys that I just went, damn, they just look great out there. Really, really great. And if Simpson's skating has gotten better the way it looks to have, oh, I will be so excited about that prospect. His shot is so filthy, man. It's so good. If he can create his own space, which is something that, again, we're talking about 10% of the guys in the NHL can truly create their own space and own shot, right? They're line drivers. 10% is a little low, but you know what I mean. But Cooper Simpson becomes that. If his skating has taken that kind of leap. Because remember, teams are going to have to respect the shot. They're going to have to respect his ability to create offense if you give him space. So they have to close. If his skating improves, that means he can beat them if they close. So a lot to like there. A lot to like day one. I know that they also did the qualifying of the RFAs, Patra and Ivan got qualified along with a couple others. Harris does not get qualified. I am a little surprised that I did that, but writing on the wall when he can't break the lineup last year at all, even when getting healthy. So that was an experiment that they went with and it didn't work out. Whatever. Ivan ends up signing for, what was it, $850K for 1 year. So we'll test that out, see how he looks. Nothing crazy there. There's no major surprises, nothing to get all worked up about. But yeah. Thank you for joining me for this quick little recap. Still about 15 minutes. Ridiculous. I'm such a talker, man. I'll be here the rest of the week. The short shift boys. Well, Andrew is coming into town Wednesday. I don't know if Thomas is able to make it. He's literally like getting back from something the day before. And then he would have to not. even though we just got back from a little vacation. So that stuff. But so Wednesday, though, we are planning on more of a like group meet thing if anyone is interested in joining us. As always, go Bees.
Go Bees!